ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question and a misgiving that sometimes has been mentioned with respect to God's existence. Now, as you know, the subject of God's existence is one of those subjects which has been examined by scholars of many disciplines from times immemorial. Not only have philosophers talked about it, theologians have talked about it, scientists have talked about it, physicists have talked about it, you know. So it's something that's perplexed the human mind for as long as we know. There are proponents for both sides of the debate, you know. Some people believe in God's existence, some people do not believe in it, some people simply say they don't know, which is often referred to as agnosticism. One of the objections for God's existence, or to God's existence, or to put it in better terms, to the belief in God's existence on behalf of theists, is often expressed in the following way. The people who mention this objection begin with an example. They say that, for example, let's imagine that there is a person, and he says that he lays a trap in the jungle. And then he says, I'm going to use this trap to catch an animal. And then when he says, after a while, he says, I've caught the animal. And then when we ask him, where is the animal? He says, well, you know, this is an animal that can't be seen, right? So that if you ask him, well, where is, you know, can we touch it? And he says, no, you can't touch it. You know, and he keeps reducing, the more we ask him about the particularities and distinctions of the animal, right, the more he begins making excuses until all that's left of the assumed animal or the animal that he's assumed to have caught is something which doesn't have any really distinct characteristics. And so these people often say that people who believe in God or theists, right, they do something similar with God, right? When we ask them, what is God, or can we see God, we say, no, he can't be seen. Can we feel him? No, he can't be felt. You know, is he located in a certain place? No, he's not located in a certain place. Meaning, the more we make objections to God's existence by saying that, you know, if God existed, well, how can we cannot see him? The more they come up with, you know, excuses and, you know, and make exceptions and these kind of things. So they say and come to the conclusion that the belief in God is something which is basically undeniable. It's unjustifiable it's undeniable and consequently unjustifiable. This is sort of an objection that a lot of people have mentioned. The way that this objection might be answered is that the belief in God is sustained by certain arguments, certain demonstrations, you know, rational. The distinctions that theists or believers in God, they believe in with respect to God is not it's not apologetic in the sense that they don't come to the belief regarding these distinctions and these attributes simply because they want to avoid objections made to God's existence. Rather, no, they have actually demonstrations for each of these, you know, these attributes. Why does God have knowledge? Well, he has to have knowledge because of such and such a demonstration. Why does he have life? Because of such and such a reason, right? So it's not exactly, this objection, therefore, is kind of misleading and it's a misgiving and it's incorrect. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at an objection to God's existence Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.